Time for sport now. Andre Leslie is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
State of Origin, less than a week away. And, well, it wouldn't be State of Origin without a little bit of controversy brewing.
Yeah, this one's about whether players sing the national anthem or not. Josh Addo-Carr is an Indigenous player from Western Sydney. He's known as the Fox. He's the super quick winger, you know, that loves to score tries out on the wing. He's joined his Blues teammate Cody Walker in saying he's not going to sing the national anthem before next Wednesday's first State of Origin game.
Is this a new thing in Australian sport?
That's a good question. It's certainly a new thing in the higher profile sports, I would say, in my experience. Some listeners might know some cases from decades back, but he says he supports Cody Walker's decision. Cody Walker's been quite outspoken about this earlier in the year. He says, Addo-Carr says, the anthem doesn't represent Indigenous people and we have to change it. So quite strong words. I suppose you can draw parallels with Colin Kaepernick, that case in the USA where the 49ers player in the NFL refused to stand during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. In that instance, Donald Trump weighed in. It got very, very heated. Kaepernick lost his contract. Let's see how it pans out here. I don't expect it to be like that, but an interesting one. We'll see how it develops.
Yeah, all right. In AFL, Ross Lyon says he'll stay on with the Dockers and play no part in the coaching merry-go-round. That sounds like strong intention.
Well, it's funny because in football, the round ball game, whenever a coach says, I'm committed to this club 100%, he normally gets sacked a week later.
They're gone.
But I think Ross Lyon was really just annoyed with journalist questions on this one. He was speaking to the media yesterday ahead of his team's match against Collingwood on Saturday. He says he's fully committed to coaching Fremantle. He says he loves Perth. He doesn't want to move. He says he will see out his contract to the end of 2020. So that was pretty clear. But it comes off the back of North Melbourne losing their coach in pretty bizarre circumstances on the weekend. Brad Scott suddenly was coaching his last game and has an interim replacement. Whether Reece Shaw holds that position all season long is up for debate. And positions could open up at Carlton, St Kilda, Essendon by the end of the season. Coaching merry-go-rounds are always sort of just whispers in the wind, but Ross Lyon has gone on the offensive and he's decided to quash those rumours before they start up.
It's like the Prime Minister when they say, you know, I've got full confidence in the Minister. You know they've got hours left. Let's talk about the French Open. Australia's number one male has been knocked out.
Yeah, Alex de Minaur, who I suppose Australia's greatest hope in these tournaments, although it's not his real strength on clay because he's such a small player and he doesn't really use strength like the sort of Rafael Nadal booming forehand. He lost to Pablo Carreño Busta in straight sets, 6-3, 6-1, 6-1. So pretty clear-cut affair. He said after the game he needs to bulk up. He needs to increase his size and his strength.
Get in the gym.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much more muscle you can put on a relatively small frame there from de Minaur, but it's perhaps a move in the right direction to compete in tournaments like the French Open. Alexis Poprin, a considerably taller player, a youngster who's playing well at the French Open. He went down, unfortunately, to Laszlo Dere. Also in straight sets, it was a slightly longer match. Jordan Thompson remains the only Aussie male left in the fight. He plays tonight. And Ash Barty and Sam Stosur are also in action this evening. So that'll be games to look forward to for Australian tennis fans.
Football, it was a battle of the two London clubs this morning. Chelsea taking on Arsenal in, of all places, Baku, yeah. Azerbaijan.
Some distance away from London, apparently around 4,000 kilometres away. This is the second tier of European club football, Europa League, not to be confused with Champions League, which is coming up on Sunday morning, our time. Europa League, still a lot of money at stake, as always, in European football, and it turns out that Chelsea got the win. They won 4-1 in the end. It was a goalless first half, a top showing from Petr Cech in Arsenal's goal, who's retiring from the Arsenal side, but things went really downhill for the Gunners in the second half. Chelsea scored four goals. Olivier Giroud scored the first goal in the 49th, and then two goals for Eden Hazard, who is departing the Blues for Real Madrid and is due to be announced there soon on a huge mega deal going into the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Makes you feel sick, doesn't it? The amount of money they earn.
Well, maybe we're not doing the right career.
We're definitely not doing the right job, Andre. Australia's netball squad has been announced for the upcoming World Cup. Who is in it?
Yeah, so the netball side was just announced this morning. It had been leaked a bit over the last few days. Caitlin Bassett is the captain. Liz Watson is the vice captain. That means Gabby Simpson, who is the vice captain, has been omitted, and Kim Revalion has also been omitted. A lot of new faces in the team that needs to defend the title after Australia won in 2015 in Sydney. And the squad was actually informed on Monday, but they had 2 days to launch selection appeals, which are something new. I'd not heard about this before. If you didn't get picked, you can get on the phone and say, why did that happen? I think that's a really nice idea. We should have that with all aspects of life, I think. Anyway, what's interesting, I think, in the World Cup this year, which is taking place in England, is that it will be interrupting the Super Netball competition. It sits right smack bang in the middle of it. And because Super Netball is such a big comp, so many international players, they're actually calling it off for a few weeks.
Right. Now, it was not so long ago, I recall, that we were talking about whether or not you should be having surf competitions at Margaret River, but we are back at Margaret River in amongst possibly the sharks.
Yeah, they say they've increased shark surveillance. Drum lines, drones, jet skis are now being used. We had the first day of action yesterday, freezing water conditions. So I'm not sure whether the surfers are actually pleased to be back out there, but it seems to be a lot safer. Two Brazilian surfers who complained a lot last year, Gabriel Medina and Italo Ferreira, both have huge followings and very highly ranked in the World Surf League. They're back in action. There's also a new sponsorship deal which has secured the event until 2021. And I suppose if you're a fan of surfing and not sharks, you're wondering whether Steph Gilmore will back up her win from the Bali competition just a couple of days ago.
Well, we certainly hope so. Andre, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.